It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
Danielle Brooks.
Miss Oprah Winfrey.
Can you tell us the story of when you were in high school?
Yes.
And you were 15?
Yes.
And your father took you to see your first play, Broadway show?
Yes.
Yeah.
So my father had taken me to see The Color Purple on Broadway
when
I was
15.
I know. It was like the only black show on Broadway at the time. And my dad was like, my little theater daughter needs to see that. So he took me to see it. And I was in awe. I was beside myself because I had, for the first time, seen people that looked like me on a stage where they were just so professional and so incredibly talented. And so I just remember being like this at the theater. And my dad was a big man, so he was uncomfortable in them seats. And he was like, I need to go. And I was like, well, go. I'm just going to sit here. And I sat there in tears because the possibilities for my life had finally opened up. Mm. And I was like, I can do that. Cut to me graduating Juilliard, auditioning for thousands, not really, but you know,
yeah,
it feels
know.
Like that
yeah,
as
yeah.
an actor.
Yeah.
Thousands of Broadway shows and getting no's. And I didn't understand why I was getting all of these no's.
Mm-hmm.
But I now know it's because God said your first Broadway show needs to be The Color Purple.
Girl, I did not even know this story.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
My first Broadway show. And so I stepped into the role. I was so honored because of you, of course, having, you know, left your stamp and getting to step into the character of Sophia. And that moment was so incredible, like just being in your presence at the time.
Mm.
And my first time being interviewed by you, you know, that was so cool. And so then cut to, I don't even know how many years now.
I know.
Getting to be in this movie.
Don't go anywhere. More to come after this short break.
No two travelers are exactly alike. And that means no two trips should be either. Texas' vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities allow for an infinite number of different travel experiences. Are you a beach person? Well, you'll be having fun under the sun with Texas' 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies can't get enough of Texas' world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually-led trip matched to their unique interests. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters, yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be entertaining. Entertaining is for podcasts with inspiring celebrity guests, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is the service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I will never forget your reaction when I called you on Zoom because it was COVID and told you that you got the part of Sophia. I love a great surprise, you know that.
Yes.
How did that feel, landing the role?
My cup overflowed. My heart was up here, if it can even be up here. It was like, it was a feeling that I feel is very indescribable because, you know, as an actor, you just pray for moments like this. And this character I love so much, and I know that you love so much. So to get to embody her again to the masses.
I know.
Yeah.
But I will say this, I am hereby officially passing the torch to you.
Thank you.
Because you have taken this to a new generation and to another level.
Thank you so much.
And I'm wondering, because, you know, we've had this conversation before, was it difficult for you, particularly stepping into the film, because you're stepping into a role that's become so iconic for the culture? You know, I remember we were on trial, the Oprah show, in Texas for saying something bad about a burger, and a white man, lovely guy, stood up in the audience and recited every line of that particular...
I think I've watched that episode. And it was pretty incredible.
And I will say that thousands of women and girls throughout the world have responded to that line, a girl child ain't safe in a family of men. And that line gave so many people the courage to step up and do what they needed to do in their own lives, own their own, you know, sexual assault, sexual abuse. And so it's such an... huge thing to take over. Were you scared?
I don't think I was scared per se, because I feel like God prepares us in very interesting ways. And I think if I hadn't gone on the journey of playing Sophia for a year on Broadway for 8 shows a week in front of 1,100 people a day, sometimes twice a day, I think I would have been a little shook. But I feel like God said, this is your moment. This is your time. This is ordained for you to do this role. And I had to step into that and do it wholeheartedly. And to be honest, you made it a little easy for me because I just followed your blueprint. I followed the blueprint, you know, and just added a little flavor of my own to it. And you have, like, there's so many great resources, just getting back to the book.
Yes, yeah.
And how beautiful, you know, Miss Alice Walker's words are. So I feel like this was an ordained moment.
Yeah, but I was wondering, were you most worried about that line in particular? Because that's the one that's been repeated
and
recited.
And you came on set that day.
I was on set that day to watch the transition.
Yeah. You were like, if I'm gonna pass the torch, I'm gonna have to be here for this day. And so I remember sitting in the corner and read my little Viola Davis book, because I was like, okay, I need something to ground me. It's something about her. It just is so relatable, because we both went to Juilliard and all that stuff. So I was sitting there reading that book, and I knew you were in the back. I was like, I just need to ground myself. And yeah, it was, that part is a little scary. But you get back to what it is all about. You know, you get back to the story.
How did you reimagine her from the Sophia on stage, Broadway, because Broadway's a very different vehicle, and then transitioning her to screen? How did you reimagine her from stage to screen?
Well, the beautiful part about playing her on stage was there was a simplicity, right? We had cut all of the hoo-ha and went down to just having a sheet that represented a baby and all of these little things, right? But now, I actually have a baby. There's a difference to that. There's a weight to it. There's something different when you are now in the heat of Georgia on a plantation with thousands of trees, walking to a juke joint or Sophia's house. So it just deepened for me, I think. And I feel that, you know, especially for those moments, I kept thinking about how many of our brothers and sisters who might have been hung on those trees. You know, it just deepened.
I will say this. I think most people don't think about this who are not of African-American descent, but it's hard to be in Georgia and look at a tree and not think about how many people were strange fruit.
Oh, for sure.
On those trees.
And I was born in Georgia.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it hits different.
It hits different. It hits different. And I'm sure most people never think about it.
Oh, no.
We're not black people, don't think about it.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I think about it every time I enter the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you and I had ourselves a good cry after the filming of that scene. What were your emotions at the time?
I just keep getting overwhelmed. It's a blessing to get to live this life. Yeah. You know, I'm just so grateful.
But for that particular scene that you told Harpo to beat me, coming through the sheet and looking at Miss Seeley in the eye and all of that, were you somewhat relieved that that scene is now done?
Yes. but yeah, it is. It's a huge scene. And to me, it's one of the most iconic.
It is.
Scenes of American cinema, for sure.
Absolutely. So, Hell No feels like an official anthem for a whole new generation. And on Broadway, you said that the inspiration was you're saying hell no to your fears.
Yes.
Yeah. In this rendition, what did the song mean?
If I can be honest, I feel like there was still a bit of that. Mm-hmm. But now it was like...
A bit of fear? There's still a bit of fear?
Saying hell no.
Saying hell no to fear.
But now it's... saying hell no to the disbelief that I belong, the disbelief that I'm not deserving. Mm. I am deserving. I do belong. There's a space for me in this industry. And I think that was the biggest thing. When I watched the film, I was reminded of that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm so excited for so many women to be healed, however that is for them, whether that is feeling like they're not enough, or feeling like they're undeserving, or if it is about stepping away from domestic abuse or from racial discrimination, whatever that is for them, I'm very excited for the healing that they will receive from Hell No.
Hell, you know what's so interesting? We have screened the film in various parts of the country, and there's so much joy. First of all, joy and laughter when Sophia enters the screen, just walking on the screen. What did the joy and lighter moments in the film mean to you?
That life can be full of that.
Yes.
Like, we all deserve joy and happiness.
Yes.
And we have the capacity to give that to one another. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I think it's amazing. I think it's really cool that people can feel that from my spirit, from the spirit of Sophia.
You know what I think is going to become the next iconic moment? Certainly one of them. There will be many of them. What's going to become, for me, and I know for many of you, is the moment when Sophia meets Mr. for the first time, and she turns and walks out the door, and she says,
"Don't keep me waiting too long, Hoppo."
Oh, God.
It's bliss. Is amazing.
I love that moment. And you say, "I come here to get a little
respect." You think those are going to be the new moments for this
respect.
Generation?
What I'm looking for is a little respect. Yeah. You ain't got none, ain't got none to give anyway.
That is right.
Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Shop by price, like 25 and under to 100 and under. Category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted and for grandma. Get top gifts like Dolce & Gabbana Devotion, Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
What a dream ensemble, too. Can you talk about Fantasia and Taraji and Coleman Domingo and Corey Hawkins and...
I could go on. We could go
her
on.
Her and Sierra and Heather. Oh, my God.
Felicia.
And Felicia.
New star, rising star. I'm so excited for her.
And Haley, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, everyone shines in this. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool because we're all so different. You know, so I think everybody is going to see themselves through all of us. And that's cool.
Well, I think the hardest scene was that dinner table scene. Y'all.
But I have to say, like, I just am very thankful that you improvised some of that scene, correct?
Yes, yeah. That whole scene for me, in the original script, when Sophia's sitting at the table, she's asked a question, how you feeling, Miss Sophia? Mm-hmm. And her response is, I'm feeling fine, was the only thing. And then Steven said, tell us how you felt when you saw Miss Seeley in the store. And that's when I started rocking and the whole, when I seen you, Miss Seeley, yes.
I'm so grateful because I just remember at the time, the script, it was a lot of script and they were trying to find ways to cut and things like that. And I remember us doing a reading of it where that particular part of was not in there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Blitz, let me talk to you, man. We're gonna have to make sure that this is in here because Miss O did this, and there is a story that is behind this that generations after generations need to know.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad.
Just improvised it. So playing Sophia for me, that was a transformative time in my life. It was just, nothing was ever the same after that. And I'm just curious as to how this experience has transformed, has enhanced, has enlarged you.
Were you 34?
I was not even 34. I was 31.
31, okay, I'm 33. It's definitely been a transformative experience for me. One that I think is still revealing itself to me. Mm-hmm. I think when this film comes out, I will have more clarity on what that is. But I know now, like, it's just given me more confidence in myself as an artist, more reassurance on the choices that I make. It reminds me as a Black woman that we have a space in this world where we will be seen and can be heard. And so I just am very glad to also be a part of the legacy of The Color Purple, to be a part of The Color Purple family, and to get to be a part of what generations and generations will continue to hold on to.
What do you want to say about the musical itself on screen? You know, I keep telling people, it's not your mama's Color Purple, but your mama gonna like it.
She gonna love it. She ain't gonna like it. She gonna love it. She gonna devour it.
Yes,
you hear me?
Yeah.
The music, it's so healing. I have to say, just 2 weeks ago, I was really going through it. And I said, you know, I'm going to take a walk. And I started listening to I'm Here.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. And I listened to the Fantasia version when she was on Broadway. And just listening to the words. I just want to think of one specific. I believe I have inside of me everything that I need to live a bountiful life. That just got me. And so I just hold on to all of these, God is inside me and everyone else. There's just so many moments that, you know, it's Sunday morning, so make a joyful noise. I mean, it's like layer. Like, it's so much healing in these songs that they've created and made, and they will live on forever because they're about love, they're about joy, they're about picking yourself back up, knowing that you're beautiful, these foundational things that will keep us alive and keep us going.
And standing in your own truth.
That's
hell
right.
No, hell no.
That's right.
Hell no.
I think we might have to make one more scene for you.
I couldn't figure out. I wanted to be one of those hell no sisters.
I think you could have
shaking the head. Hell. What does it feel like when you're singing?
Oh, with singing like
when you're singing, yeah, any song because.
Oh, I don't know. I have a mixed feeling with the singing thing.
I do.
I like singing when it comes to like television and film, mm-hmm. but like doing what Fantasia does and Sierra does, I'm good. Y'all can have it. Y'all can have it. There's a comfortability mm-hmm. for me when I'm singing through a character versus singing as myself.
I got it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I read that you believe that every character that you play gives you a gift. What was the gift that Sophia gave to you?
There's so many. Sitting here with you, what you talking? Like, that's a huge gift. Like,
thank you.
That's a huge gift. Yeah. But I, the gift that Sophia has given me is living in my power and living in my strength. And no matter how many times you might fall in this life, you can get back up. You can be restored. You can find yourself again. And I am so grateful for that reminder. Mm-hmm. Even in the song, Hell No, D, hell no to that fear. Hell no of feeling like you're not enough. Hell no to feeling like you're not deserving. You deserve everything that God has for you. Mm-hmm. So I thank her so much. Because I hope that the next 60 years, 70 years of my life, I can always lean on that. And I can always lean on the words of Alice Walker. And I can always lean on these songs.
Thank you, Danielle Brooks.
Thank you.
It is my joy to watch your rising.
Thank you.
It is my joy to watch you shine.
And thank you for being a part of that rising. Thank you so much. God is so good.
God is so good. Beautiful girl, beautiful.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. The Color Purple is in theaters on Christmas Day.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.